Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, August 2nd of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I do want to say I'm sorry for the late start. I'm honestly very sorry about it. And I'll just say, long story short, unfortunately, some things happened. I'm not going to get into the details with it. But, it's good to be with you. And sometimes I may say it, you know, but when I say it, ultimately I really mean it. And it's not something that I take lightly. But so I had asked someone a question earlier, and that was if you could grill like you can on the flame on the stove. And some of you may wonder, like, what have you been trying to grill? Oh, you know, summer faves, mystery tubes, brats, burgers, particularly cheeseburgers, of course. Loads of melted cheese, right? Don't you like lots of melted cheese on your cheeseburgers? More cheese, more meat, less vegetables. Is that how you like your burgers? No? But the pickles on mine, some.
Extra.
No. Some. No tomato on the burger.
Yeah, extra.
No.
We're never having a cookout together.
And let me tell you who else is at my cookout. Probably Ballpark Franks. Why? Because they're bigger.
Yeah.
Are they bigger?
Them.
Which ones are bigger? Sometimes, yeah, but you got family from Texas, man.
And they prefer Vienna.
They don't always, I guess they don't always like everything to be Texas-sized. For some things. They don't have Texas-sized kolaches, or do they?
No, they're about the size of a small hot dog.
Where are the Texas-sized ones? Someone had told me that at some Texas McDonald's, they used to have a large fry cup at McDonald's. A McDonald's that was the same, almost basically the same size of a large drink cup. Someone told me that a certain McDonald's down there had it. What? Apparently it used to be a thing.
Okay.
Apparently not now. Thank you for that, Center for Science and the Public Interest. Center for Science and Public Interest. Have you heard of them before? They are part of why they took the regular pop, your regular pop out of high school. You can thank partly them for it.
I feel like that's a good choice.
No. I think they ruined us. I think they ruined us. Center for Science and Public Interest ruined us. Between that and Super Size Me. They ruined our appetite for bigger and bigger.
I got a point there, huh?
39 cents to supersize it. Remember that? That used to be a thing. Man, I wish you could get that thing back. Only 39 cents to increase it.
I wish that we could do that with gas.
Sure, with gas, but more so with food. The stuff we want increased. Now the stuff you want decreased, sure, that too. You know, 39 cents less if you want to get the smaller size, of course. Because some people want the smaller size. Like sometimes I'll go to the, like what I, one of the things I like is when I go to an ice cream place, order a small, but it's still really big. I like that. Because I'm one of those people that like to go in there and order the small size. No, not necessarily the kitty size, but like the general small. Because then you don't feel so guilty because you're getting the medium or the biggest one there. Because then, of course, you're using willpower to say no to that bigger size. Do you catch my drift when I say, like, getting it without the guilt? You see what I mean? Because you get it, because you're still getting the small one, but it's still real big and full. Because then, like, what are you doing? Oh, here you go. By the way, folks, here at Miracle Man, I was not handing over anything that was, you know, just my helper was asking for a certain little packet. Yes?
You don't need to go over everything.
Sorry about that. Just saying. I just sat in case they heard me on the air say, here you go. That's all. So, anyhow, if you lived in Michigan today, my hope is that you went out there to the ballot box and voted. I went out there today and I voted. I made my voice count, which is what you should be doing. It's our responsibility as citizens and as Christians to vote. And there's people that'll only vote for the presidential election. But the problem with that is you're only going for the direction of your country. But think of it this way. The most powerful government official in your state, it's not the president. It's the governor of your state here in America. Think of it this way. The most powerful person in your county is the county sheriff. The most powerful person in your city is the mayor. if you elect your mayor, here in my city where I live, we don't. But where you elect mayors, you know, the mayor is the most powerful person in that city. So that is why who we vote in the office is so important. Because that way we have a say in what's going on. And if we can push back some of this darkness that's been going on by voting, then why not? Because look at America right now, because of who our president is. Look at how it was under the previous person. Purposely, no names. Just pointing things out. The person who's in there now, somebody voted for them. You can say about whether there was or wasn't fraud and what have you. By the way, folks, the plan behind what happened last time in 2020, part of the goal was to try to make it so that many people would lose faith in the voting process and that certain people would not want to vote again. But what needs to happen is people need to be able to find faith in the voting process and that it's secure. Like when I went in there today to do my little thing and, you know, my assistant helped me, you know, when we were doing that, I was very quiet in that, and I felt like there were great staff working in there today. So I wouldn't have seen any issues in there. So I felt like they did a great job making sure that, because we have two precincts in one place, and I think they did a good job at making sure that people were in the right precinct where they were supposed to be to vote. And so my hope is that you did, you know, what we're supposed to do as citizens of those of us who live in Michigan, Michiganders, and as Christians. And my hope is that we can send, in November, we can send our current governor packing. In November. That's my hope and my prayer. But so, is your social studies lesson for the day? That's it. Yes, I am the miracle man, not the school teacher. Amen. Now, let you know that, assuming we do a show tomorrow night, I'll be up north, probably in Cadillac or maybe near Higgins Lake. Gonna go up north for about a day and a half to hopefully check out Higgins Lake Beach. One of what I think is one of our state's most pristine beaches. I mean, we have other pristine beaches that I enjoy, like Ludington. And, but hopefully we'll go to Higgins. The reason I say hopefully is because we have two different things going on, Brittany, tomorrow. Two weather things. One is heat, which I'm good with that if that comes. The other I don't want, which is it says that showers and thunderstorms are likely. Did you see that, Brittany? That's weird that you have heat and thunderstorms likely on the same day. Isn't that kind of weird? Because usually you don't have that unless a front's coming. There's cold fronts and there's warm fronts. These fronts bring in, you know, different air. Sorry, folks. She was just asking me a question. And so just keep that in mind that tomorrow if we do one, I'll be on location. Now, usually at this time, I make our normal announcements about the different things we have available to you. The first thing I want to mention to you is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been. And he's been great in my life. He's been so great. He's helped me so much through so many battles. And I know, and you know what, folks? No matter what it is you're going through in your life right now, the victory always greater than the battle. It's always greater than the battle. And so you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about how you can get the book Rivers of Miracles into your hands and how the book can be a blessing to you. Want to see you read it. And a few weeks ago, one of the lifeguards at my city pool had said to me, "Hey, Rivers, I heard you wrote a book." And I'm like, "Well, my mom wrote that book," but still, they thought it was cool. They heard someone, one of the coworkers there had heard something. And so that's an awesome thing. When even one of the workers at your city pool, at the city pool, knows something. Brittany, it makes sense being, you know, people listen from all over the place. Well, I would just call up the city pool, doesn't it? Because, So go online to the website and let that book be a blessing to you. And I was saying about how God's been good to me. I pray that he's been great to you as well. And if you've been serving God for very long at all, you should know that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not one of those little cliches that you might have heard in one of those black churches somewhere, or any church for that matter. Honestly, God is always good. He's always been good to me. And amen. So go online to that website, get that book in your hand, let it be a blessing to you. Okay. The other thing I would like to mention to you really quick, if you are so inclined, is sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. Amen. And if this show has been a blessing into your life over the last 5 years, I pray it has been a blessing to you. Obviously, a lot of times when I come on here and do this and I teach, there's times where I'm teaching to myself as well. But this has been a blessing into your life. Why not consider sowing a seed, a faith seed, into this program? And you can go online to sow your seed. You can go online to PayPal. In the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers Shukla. First name, Rivers. R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name, Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. I'd like you to make a note of that. The other thing that I would like you to notice is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So if you could please make a note of that as well. And I always pray over your seed, and I want to see you get blessed. I really want to see you get blessed. My faith is with you, and I always believe God for you, that you receive everything that God has in store for you. And now I'm gonna sing a couple of songs for you, and then gonna get into the word of the Lord tonight. Pressing, I'm pressing in, pressing to the mark. Pressing, I'm pressing in, pressing to the mark. It's between the old and the new me. Who will win? Tell me who will win. The one who is free from sin. Pressing, I'm pressing in. Pressing to the mark. Pressing, I'm pressing in. Pressing to the mark. Praise his name. Praise his name. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. Hi. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. Ha! I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. Hi. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. Hi. Praise his name. Praise his name. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Arrayed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Arrayed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There's power, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Now I'm going to sing a song that we used to sing way back in the day. These other songs were ones that they used to sing way back in the day when I was very little. And I have to say, they honestly creased me in a way that had great impact on me in those early years when I was started to pay attention. When I was very young, like 4, 5, 6, 7. This other one talks about walking on the water. Come on and walk on the water with me. Come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. No. You will not fail. Come on and walk on the water with me. Come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. You will not fail. Come on and walk on the water with me. Come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. You will not fail. Jesus said, come on and walk on the water with me. Come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. No. You will not fail. You will not fail. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the life you've given me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the life you've given me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the strength you've given me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the life you've given me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for every one of these listeners who has decided to tune into the broadcast tonight, wherever they may be tuning in from, whatever they're doing tonight. Thank you that they made that determination to tune in to the broadcast to learn of your ways, to study your ways, to learn how they can follow you more, better. Thank you, Master, for your hand is on our life. It's great to serve you. It's great to be with you tonight, Master. And thank you for this time we have in your word tonight. Thank you that you're meeting every one of the needs represented by these listeners, because I know they all have differing needs. Thank you that you are meeting every one of those needs tonight, as you know what they have need of when I don't. But you know what they have need of. And thank you that you are meeting these needs as we dive into your word tonight to see what you have for us tonight. Thank you that they will not be distracted, as they will put away, that they would put away all distraction, that they would be ready to study your holy word. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program. Most importantly of all, Lord, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, I want to make a confession tonight, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. So let's do that. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says that I am. I can have what your Word says I can have. I can do what your Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a history book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Exodus 18. Praise God. Exodus 18. We're continuing on with Moses tonight. Amen. Obviously, I can't hear you at home, but want to hear pages turning. And there are two sounds Pastor has teased about this over the years before. There are two sounds that preachers love. One of them is pages turning. The other one, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Now, I understand that was said in a day, you know, where we didn't have all our mobile phones and all our paying, everybody paying by credit card and all that kind of stuff. So, I think it's still funny, though, Brittany, don't you? Past favorite sounds, pages turning, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. I think it's funny, don't you? It's funny. It's a joke that that some pastor told my pastor, and I think it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
It is, because people would say that, pastor would say that, and then people would laugh. That is funny, isn't it? I think it is. All right, enough of that. I don't know, listeners, if you found Exodus 18:1 or not. I hope you have. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jethro, the priest of Midian and father-in-law of Moses, heard of everything that God had done for Moses and for his people, Israel, and how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. After Moses had sent away his wife, Zipporah, his father-in-law Jethro received her and her two sons. One son was named Gershom, for Moses said, an alien in a foreign land. The other was named Eleazar, for he said, my father's God was my helper. He saved me from the sword of Pharaoh. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, together with Moses' sons and wife, came to him in the desert while he was camped near the mountain of God. Jethro had sent word to him, I, your father-in-law, Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons. Moses went to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. They greeted each other, and they went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law about everything that the Lord had done to Pharaoh in the Egyptians of Israel's sake, about all the hardships that they had met along the way, and how the Lord had saved them. Jethro was delighted to hear about all the great things that the Lord had done for Israel in rescuing them from the hand of the Egyptians. And he said, praise be to the Lord who rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians, for Pharaoh, and who rescued the people from the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods. We did this to those who had treated Israel arrogantly. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and other sacrifices to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law in the presence of God. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge of the people. They stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, what is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around from morning until evening? Moses answered him, because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws. Moses' father-in-law replied, what you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God. Bring these disputes to him. Teach them the decrees and laws. Show them the way to live for the duties that they are to perform. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times. Have them bring every difficult case to you, the simple cases to you, can decide themselves, make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, as God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied. Moses listened to his father-in-law, did everything that he said. He chose capable men from all Israel, made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens. As soon as judges, the people at all times, the difficult cases they brought to Moses, the simple ones they decided themselves. Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. Chapter 19. The third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you out on eagle's wings, you and myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you are to speak to the Israelites." Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and sent before them all the words that the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has seen, has said." Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes. Be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain. Tell them, be careful that you do not go up the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. He shall surely be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on him, whether man or animal. He shall not be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sound a long blast may they go up to the mountain. After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them. They washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning. While they were swimming. Oh. Doesn't say that. There was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. They stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. Moses went up. The Lord said to him, go down, warn the people, so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them. Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us to put limits around the mountains and set it apart as holy. The Lord replied, go down, bring Aaron up with you, but the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them. Moses went down to the people and told them. So, then we're going to look at these, the Ten Commandments. God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. That's number one. Number two, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of another in heaven above or on the earth beneath or on the waters below. That's number two. Number three, you shall not bow down to them or worship them. Actually, that's part of number two. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children of for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. I'm showing love with 1,000 generations for those who love me and keep my commandments. 3, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. In other words, take the Lord's name in vain. For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. 4, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, neither you, your son, your daughter, manservant, maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. On 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. He rested on the Sabbath. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. 5, honor your father and your mother, that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. 6, you shall not murder. 7, you shall not commit adultery. 8, you shall not steal. 9, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Shall not cover your neighbor's wife, his maidservant, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw heard the thunder and saw the lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, don't be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. So, you see there, those are the commandments of God. And you see, many laws today are based on that, on these Ten Commandments. Generally, like, example, you're not allowed to murder. You're not allowed to steal. Unfortunately, in a couple cities in this country, you have these attorneys who refuse to prosecute those who steal. But generally, you're not supposed to steal. You're supposed to honor your father and mother. You know, you can't, you know, you're not supposed to covet. Unfortunately, during COVID, though, you had people literally covering toilet paper because they hoarded it. Were in line for the store when they got a shipment of toilet paper in. Yeah, if you were one of those people who did that, come see me. Okay, you don't necessarily have to repent to me, but I'm picking on you, folks, about the whole toilet paper thing. But these Ten Commandments are very essential to living a godly life. And having no gods before God. Now, all of those are important. Every one of them is important. They really are. As it's not permissible to have other gods in front of God. An idol, an idolater, is someone who puts something in front of God ahead of what they have in God. In other words, what that means is you love a certain thing more than what you love the Lord. And it says, don't idolize anything in heaven. Don't idolize anything in the earth. Do not idolize anything in the sea beyond what you have in the Lord. It's not permissible in the eyes of God to love something more than him. It's a sin. If you're doing that, it's a sin. And we've had a problem with the whole killing thing in this country, with the whole abortion thing. Thankfully, I am grateful for what the Supreme Court did when they overturned Roe Wade. That's part of that pushback that I've talked to you about. I think we're going to see more pushback. And I'm hoping for good news tonight from the primary as far as who was selected to be our main Republican choice for governor. I'm hoping we can get some good news tonight. And we'll see. I'm praying so. Amen. And so the governor thing is besides that. But so let's just say someone murders someone who's pregnant for a baby. That person who murders someone who is pregnant is guilty of not taking one life, but taking two lives. Yet for 50 years, just about, it was legal in every state because of that Supreme Court Roe Wade decision to kill a baby. Or they came out of the womb. 60 million, over 60 million babies. Now, it's up to the states to decide. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my state cursed. I want my state blessed. I want our country to be blessed. And, of course, these other commandments are important. And, you know, honor your father and your mother. Keep the Sabbath holy. Now, in this day and age, that doesn't mean, like, on Saturday, you know, you can't. Do the things that you got to do. But at least, you know, come to the Lord in prayer at least. Spend some time in devotions with him. That can be a good way to keep the Sabbath holy now. Now, the first day of the week, Sunday, we go to work for the Lord. Monday to Friday, of course, we go to work for our boss. But of course, everyone has a different, you know, work schedule depending on your career and what have you. Just saying, as they say. And so, but those 10 commandments, you see, came from God at Mount Sinai, speaking through the thunder, the lightning. We're supposed to keep the commandments. We don't. Yeah, we're supposed to keep the commandments. We're of the New Testament, but the Mosaic Law was preserved for us so that we could see it. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. That for these listeners that have heard it, these listeners that will hear it, thank you, Master, that they would choose you. If they don't know you, may they accept you. Thank you that this word will get down on the inside of us. And now thank you, Master, that they would be doers of your word and not just those who just hear it but don't put it into action. And I thank you for that, Master. In your matchless name, amen. And if you're, in case you're wondering, I'm not going to be on the air tomorrow night, for one. And so I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, fire, flood, or crash, sickness, or disease. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all Monday.